This is TWiT.
The last time we saw Project Lunchbox, we had just finished assembling the rolling chassis, complete with steering, shocks, and transmission. Now we need to complete final integration, the last step before our lunchbox is drivable. Let's start by clipping and installing the mounts for the lunchbox body. These are the posts that will allow the shell to be secured to the chassis. Clip the four mounting posts and install them on the corners of the chassis. Now let's install the power switch for the internal electronics. There is a small slot on the left side of the chassis into which the switch can be mounted. I suggest installing the switch with the on position towards the rear of the vehicle so that ground debris cannot accidentally turn off your lunchbox. The TB-LE02S is a dual-mode electronic speed controller that supports both brushed and brushless motors. However, since it defaults to brushless local sensing and the motor in the kit is a brushed can, we can only use two of the power leads and we do not use the remote sensing cable. The first thing we need to do is to switch the mode on the ESC to match our setup. Holding down the setup button, turn on the power, and wait until the LED flips to red, then release the setup button. The LED will flash red, then green, then red, then green again. Press the setup button when it flips to green, and it should rapidly flash green. Your ESC has now been set to brushed mode. It's time to get mounting. There's a piece of dual-sided tape in the kit that you can attach to the bottom of the remote control receiver and the electronic speed control. Mount the receiver on the pedestal just in front of the rising tail, then install the ESC on the tail itself, making sure to keep the power leads near their respective outlets. Thread the blue and yellow power leads from the ESC through the tail towards the transmission assembly, then connect the yellow and green leads from the motor to the yellow and blue leads from the ESC respectively. Now connect the steering servo to channel 1 and the ESC to channel 2 on the receiver. In addition to receiving throttle commands from channel 2, the ESC will supply power to the receiver through the same cable, negating the need for a separate battery pack. We're going to be crashing the lunchbox. A lot. And we need a way to protect the vulnerable steering assembly. The kit includes a bumper that screws onto the front of the vehicle to give us that protection. Now let's install the antenna whip. The whip will keep the antenna from dragging behind the lunchbox or getting tangled in the drive wheels. Thread the wire down through the chassis, then back up through the antenna mounting hole. You're going to need to thread the antenna wire through the antenna rod. I suggest using some of the kit's lube to ease the process. Once it's through the rod, snug the rod into the antenna mounting hole and pull the remaining slack through the top of the rod. Preparing the body is a simple matter of screwing in the sunroof, windshield, bumpers, and sideboards. Once the body is complete, lower it over the chassis, guiding the antenna rod through the body, and line up the mounting holes over the mounting posts. Your lunchbox is now ready to run.